This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's a longtime buddy of ours. He covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle Telegram. He's been on the Cavs beat for a very long time. He's Mr. Bob Finan. Hello, Robert.
Hey. How you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Did you think you'd be sitting here covering a first-place team with a big lead in the East at the All-Star break?
Not exactly, no. You know, we all thought they were going to be a very good team. But they've far exceeded everyone's expectations, and they with this recent trade, they're going for it, and I'm starting to believe.
All right, what did you need to believe? Let me ask you that, just to hear you say it, because I know you know this team as well as anybody over the last, you know, couple years. I'll be nice, couple years.
Yeah, way too long.
I know.
They needed another wing, and the one they got, DeAndre Hunter, is just really the perfect fit for the team. And he's seen him up close, and he is really long. And I've been pretty impressed with him so far. He he'll defend some of the best offensive players on the other team, and he can really shoot the ball. I will say he isn't a great rebounder, looking at his numbers through the years, but there's not much not to like about this guy and the move. I mean, I hated getting rid of George and Caris LeVert, but, you know, you got to give up guys like that to get players like DeAndre Hunter. You don't get guys that average 19 points a game very often at the trade deadline, and that's what Kobe Altman did.
The question now is, okay, and he's clearly going to get a lot of minutes, as he should, how is Kenny Atkinson going to use him, Bob? We've seen him in the starting lineup when Max Strus was out for the first game when Hunter played for the Cavs. And then we saw Max Strus back in there last night against Toronto and Hunter coming off the bench. Where do you like him better? What role does he fit better in? And what role fits better, I guess, maybe for the team?
Well, I thought all along that he was going to start. And, I mean, he's just a little better, a little bit better player than Max Strus. But I have a feeling that Kenny's going to bring him off the bench. What's important, Atkinson always says, what's important is that who finishes the games, and oftentimes it will be DeAndre Hunter. But I think he hasn't come out and said this as far as I know, but I think they're going to keep Max in the starting lineup, and you know, bring DeAndre off the bench. And what's going to really cloud things up is when Okoro and Dean Wade come back. I don't know how they're going to play all these guys. It's going to be really difficult to play them all. And, you know, I think the rookie Tyson maybe will get pushed out of the rotation. Craig Porter probably for sure. I hope they keep playing Sam Merrill, and I think they will. But it's just going to be really difficult to find playing time for all these guys.
Were you good with the way they started things last night with Hunter coming off the bench? Do you think that that's the future?
Yeah, I think that's the way he's going to go for a while. And, I mean, these things have a way of working themselves out a lot of times. But I think he's going to stick with Struce and bring DeAndre off the bench.
What's the key to what Kenny Atkinson has done with this team?
It's hard to answer that. He has a really good relationship with the players, but so did the Bickerstaff. But he's very analytically driven, and he just has a way of breaking down these games that I haven't seen that in a long time. I mean, he's just a really a good coach so far that I've seen. He hasn't made many mistakes at all. I can't think of any, actually. But he's it's just hard to answer why he's been so good, but he certainly has been.
One thing that we talked about a little earlier, Bob, and mm-hmm. I think that the way Kenny has played a lot of guys and watched minutes is part of this. The core four, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Disc, and Donovan Mitchell have missed a combined 11 games so far this season. That's it. And some of those have just been because you're sitting him out for a little bit of rest. That's I think it's more than being lucky when it comes to injuries. And I wonder what you think about how much the way Kenny has used this team has played into that really good stroke of well, let's just call it good fortune there.
Well, he's thinking, he's like forward thinking. He's thinking about how, when something happens, now how will the players react to something in the playoffs? It's all about the playoffs and doing well in the playoffs. And these reduced minutes, they're trying to keep these guys fresh for April. And the way he's cut down on the minutes with all of the guys has been pretty impressive. You said that they've only had their entire team together, as far as I can figure out, for one game. And so these guys are all, they should be pretty healthy coming out of the All-Star break, and we'll see how it goes here the rest of the way. But they should be awful fresh when the first round of the playoffs come around.
Bob, I know they have a 5.5 game lead on the Celtics, but what's the difference between the Celtics and the Cavs right now to maintain that and to not even for the rest of the season, but as you talked about, just as we head towards the playoffs, how much better are they now with Hunter going up against the Celtics than they were before Hunter?
I really think this move was predicated on how they match up with Boston. It came, the trade deadline was like, what, a day or maybe 2 days after they got beat by Boston. And, it might have opened their eyes a little bit. But I think Boston is still the team to beat. I mean, New York is still playing really well. It's not going to be an easy, but if Cleveland and Boston don't meet in the East Finals, it's going to be a shame because it really has the makings of a great series. But I think the Cavs will hold on. They've got a 5.5 game lead, like you said. And getting that number one seed is going to be important, because they want to, you want to play at home for that potential game seven, because for one thing, they play so well at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and you know, they really all laud how the fans have helped them, and you know, I'm starting to believe that as well.
Bob Vedan joining us. He covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle-Telegram. The Cavs did not get Ben Simmons in the buyout market. He went to the Los Angeles Clippers. Do you expect them to maybe pick up somebody else down the road or anything? Alex Len was out there. He ends up going to the Lakers. Or do you think they're going to stand pat?
No, I think they could use another big, and I hope they do. And I was intrigued by Ben Simmons, even though the guy doesn't shoot the ball. He does a lot of other things very well, and he also does 6'10" very well. I mean, he's a very interesting player.
Yeah,
but
can defend just about anybody.
He can. He's a really good defender. He passes the ball well. He can handle it. There's a lot to like about him, other than the fact that he won't shoot the ball. And I don't know why he doesn't, but he just doesn't. But I had talked myself into that one. And so I think there's some guys out there. I don't have all the names, but I think they will try to pick up another big. I think it would make sense if they did. But you know, it's coming up. It should be happening here within the next week, I think.
Bob, All-Star Game coming up here. Who do you like? Chuck's Global Stars, Kenny's Young Stars, Shaq's OGs, or Candace's Rising Stars? Or can we just get rid of the whole thing?
God, when I was younger, I used to love watching the All-Star Games.
And you rooted for the East, didn't you?
Oh, I most certainly did.
Yes.
Although I liked Kareem a lot. But now it's hard to watch. I'm sorry. I know that's not the politically correct answer, but I try to avoid it.
Wow.
It's just, it's not my cup of tea.
What could they do better? Should they get rid of it? Should they
become a spectacle?
I mean, I'm watching the NHL right now. They've got this Four Nations Cup thing. I think it's kind of a cool idea, but those guys are playing super hard. The winner of this gets $1 million, right? Out of these four, it depending on what team you're on.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so
no, I don't know what to do better. I would go back to the old format, East versus West, and play it that way, but I don't know. I don't have the answers on that one.
Can you make heads or tails out of the Luka Doncic to the Lakers deal?
Boy, it's still, I mean, you know what? I love Anthony Davis as a player, even though he got hurt in the first game.
Right. He's a great player when he's healthy.
He really is. But I think he's 31, and Luka's, what, 25?
Yep.
There just has to be something that went on behind closed doors that just turned them off on him. You just don't trade players like that. I mean, he's a walking triple-double. And, you know, he's really going to fortify the Lakers down the stretch here and for years to come, long after LeBron's gone, probably. But, no, I just really can't believe it. And it was the most shocking trade I'd seen in several years.
I agree with you. Enjoy the All-Star break, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Bob Finan covers the Cavs for the Chronicle-Telegram. Bob does a great job of it. And so go read his work. He's the king of the one-sentence paragraph. Good to have Bob Finan with us. Bob, one of the beat writers covering the Cavaliers, covers them for the Chronicle-Telegram. And Bob thought, no, we thought they'd be good, but you didn't think they'd be sitting here where they are right now. First place, 5.5 up, 8 up on the Knicks, who are in third place. And I think they've put themselves in position, Andy, to at the very least think this. they shouldn't have any kind of a real contest in the first round, should they?
No, I mean, what they're looking at Atlanta or Chicago right now. Atlanta's sitting 9 and Chicago's sitting 10. Oh, wait. They'd have to move up. You know, it could be
Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, or Chicago.
Yeah.
Are those teams in the play-in tournament right now?
Funny because those are the teams that have given them a little bit of trouble this year.
Well, the Hawks certainly did, but one of the key reasons the Hawks did was because of DeAndre Hunter.
Yes, this is true. Solve that problem by getting that problem.
I don't think, and you know, I'm a big fan of what Miami does. I think Miami's a really good organization, and I think the Hawks are well coached. I think Quinn Snyder's a really good coach, and Trae Young can give you fits. I don't think those teams, and Orlando has some great young talent. I don't think those teams give the Cavaliers a first-round series. Now, sitting 11th right now is the Philadelphia 76ers. And if the Sixers were to find health, they've lost 5 straight games. If they were to happen to find health late in the season, they're only a game and a half out of the play-in tournament right now. They're a game and a half behind Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody would want to play Philadelphia if Philadelphia was healthy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I really don't think that because, I mean, Joel Embiid is a phenomenal talent who can take over a series. He can just do it himself. The only problem is he's barely played this year. 17 games. That's it. Does he get healthy enough at the right time? Has this entire season, and now they're talking about, you know, other injuries and he might need surgery and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Has this entire season on their part been we're not going to play him if he has, you know, like if he has an eyelash at the top of place.
I mean, they're sitting at 20 and 34. Why would you? Why would you play him? I would get
because
him back
because you want to get into the play-in tournament at the very least.
Yeah, but you're not at the cost of him getting hurt again.
No, but every time you lose a game makes it a little more challenging to get into that play-in tournament. You know, I mean,
they're tied for 12th.
And you don't
I know they're sitting at 11, but
you don't want to have to bust a move if you're them in the, you know, late March and April to get in because those are high stress minutes, those are high stress games. If you got a guy who's injury prone like Joel Embiid, you don't want him having to play 35 minutes in back-to-back nights and things like that.
Yeah, 28 games.
I would think if you could, you would try and knock out some wins now, but I don't know that they're capable of that because they have, you know, he's played just 17 games.
Yeah, and they only have 28 left. So if I'm Philly, I'm rolling towards next year. I don't even want to risk it.
But if Philly got in,
yeah,
they could give the Cavs absolute fits in the first round of the playoffs.
But they would have a little bit of a road to get there, right? They'd have to win. They'd have at this point.
Well,
they'd only have to
beat Chicago, and Chicago traded away. You know,
well, no, they'd Zach have to Levine. Win two because they'd be on the other side, right? They'd have to win to in the play-in tournament because they're sitting at what? They're sitting at 11 right now, right? So, the winner plays.
It's 7-10,
right?
And if you're the 7 team, you need one win.
Correct. But if they're 10 team, they got to win 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that would get you the Cavs because we're the 1 seed.
I do believe that's correct. Yeah. Yep. I haven't been in play-in tournament mode lately, but I think that's absolutely right.
Well, I think
right.
you need to. And, you know, I think
well,
sometimes.
I think we're going to have to be.
Yeah. I mean, between some that point here. And
yes.
the cup, I mean,
yes.
seriously, where have you been, Jeff?
Yes.
This is the new NBA. We worry about play-ins and cups and athletic stuff.
Okay. These are the top 6 teams. Could any of these teams, if they ended up playing the Cavs, knock them out? Detroit.
No.
I agree. Milwaukee.
I reluctantly say no.
I say absolutely they could.
You think they could?
Yeah.
I'm reluctant on that, right? Right now I'm reluctant.
You've got Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kyle Kuzma helps them because he's healthier than Chris Middleton.
But you also have home court advantage, so...
Well,
could be the difference.
I honestly think home court advantage, this sounds silly, means very little in the NBA playoffs anymore.
Yeah,
it used to mean a ton.
Yeah, I don't value your opinion.
I don't think it means
so
nearly as much anymore. Could Indiana do it? Indiana's 7 games over .500. Dano, I'm sorry.
They're
just going to hit you.
oh, I was just going to be a smart aleck and say, bring back the dead spots in the floor of the Boston Garden.
Now yes. You're talking.
Yes.
You know, when they put that new building in, they should have, and they did use the same floor for a while. It's not the same floor. They should have just installed dead spots right there.
Where I mean, they're on like the sixth.
Where the home team knew.
Isn't it like the sixth floor of that building, too?
That's Madison Square Garden.
No, Boston too. The train goes
Boston's
right.
Boston's up, but is it? I
it
don't,
goes over the trains.
Is it the new building that's that way too?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Now you got me wondering.
That's a. They built the new Boston Garden, and as far as great arenas in the NBA go, it's not in the conversation.
It's really. I don't know if you've ever driven through Boston like during rush hour.
It's terrible.
It's really hairy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you're on this bridge, and this bridge curves.
The garden
off to
is
the right.
Like, 4 feet from the highway, if
yeah.
I recall correctly. And they build it right next to the other one.
It's
could Indiana give the Cavs a series
if they
happen to beat them?
I would take Milwaukee before I would take Indiana, but Indiana could be very irritating for this team.
Rick Carlisle's a hell of a coach. I don't know. I don't think Indiana would knock him out. I just don't think that's going to happen. But I do think highly of Rick Carlisle. And they do have some, long, lanky guys that might give this team fits. No disrespect to DeAndre Hunter. I think it's even actually respect to DeAndre Hunter. We can't expect him to be the complete solution to what's going on. Well, they picked up DeAndre Hunter, so no wing guy will give them problems. That's unfair. And, you know, it still might mean that Darius or Donovan's going to have to go out and guard somebody who's 4 or 5 inches taller. That could be a problem. Could the New York Knicks knock the Cavs out of the playoffs? Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Could the Boston Celtics?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's easy. And speaking of Boston, so they're directly above the North Station.
Oh, good.
So it's underneath.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Good. I wonder how high it is. It is strange when you go into those buildings in the, you know, because we think ground floor, that's where the floor
well, here,
is.
Because we're below the ground
exactly.
here. There, yeah. it's above yeah. the ground. It's really weird.
In Madison Square Garden, you walk in at ground level and hit a button to go upstairs.
It's the same
to
in Boston.
To go to the yeah. court. It's just bizarre. And you think, that court and all of those people are 5-6 floors up, huh?
Yeah, same thing.
That's kind of scary. I do think there are really only 4 teams in the Eastern Conference that I would be concerned about knocking off the Cavs. And they really haven't changed since the beginning of the year. They're just in different spots. Celtics, Knicks, Bucks, an outside chance now of the 76ers if they happen to get in and get healthy. That's where the Cavs are. That's what they've done. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, folks thought, oh, they don't match up with Orlando. Oh, and you know, I always thought highly of the Heat. Oh, you don't want to go up against the Heat in the first round of the playoffs. I don't consider those issues anymore.
I'm with you. I buy everything you're selling right now.
It's weird to me. I wonder what the NBA thinks of this. You look at the Western Conference, that powerhouse market, Oklahoma City in first place. Followed by that powerhouse market, Memphis.
Do you think that drives the league nuts?
Yes. Absolutely drives them nuts. You know what really drives them nuts?
The third team is Denver?
Your first two teams in the league are Cleveland and Oklahoma City, and it's Cleveland without LeBron.
Well,
that's
maybe,
gotta, that's
maybe
gotta
they
drive
need
Adam Silver nuts.
Maybe he needs to market Donovan a little bit more.
Oklahoma City and Memphis, 1-2. Denver's 3, and Denver's the most underappreciated NBA champion in a long time. Houston is 4. Nobody knows Houston. They're good, but nobody knows them.
You know why? Because they don't have a song as good as the Philadelphia 76ers.
Andy's begging for you to play the song.
I was
song
begging
again.
For that earlier in the
He was segment, begging.
Yeah.
The minute that I mentioned 76ers, Andy looked at
I
you like,
dancing.
Play the song, play the song.
Well, because I had an argument with somebody the other day, but maybe it was you. Somebody said that the 76ers song, was it one of you guys? Or
it was me.
It was you. You think the 76ers song is better than Come On Cav?
I enjoy it more. I think it's hokey.
Why?
Because I think it's hokey as all get out, and it cracks me up. That's why. Mm. And then you've got the 2 Los Angeles teams sitting 5 and 6 in the Western Conference. That's something. Mike is in Stowe. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Guys, how you doing? Man, I was really hoping to call and get on board a little bit with you today, but, man, you guys are it didn't look like it's going to happen.
What are we off board on?
Well, It sounds like, well, you guys make it sound, we ought to be like the sixth seed in the East right now.
No. Battling for 1-2. That's what I think. Yeah, the Knicks scare me. I mean, the Knicks really scare me.
But come on. Milwaukee, Jeff. Damian Lillard's 35. They got two players. Kyle Kuzma. Come on. I mean, you guys make, we got five players better than Kyle Kuzma, and they're talking their third best player. Why would that team give you a threat in a series? Not one game. I get it. And we're 44-10, guys. If all these teams are so beatable by all these teams, how do we get to 44-10? Are we playing the Wizards every night?
Milwaukee would have the best player in the series, and that's always a danger. That's always a danger.
We got the next five best, Jeff. It's not a one guy series.
I don't think you have the next.
Well, it's
five
not
best.
A one game series. That's what I think scares us. Well, is that what you're saying, Mike?
It's not a one player game.
Oh no, but it's the series part of it. I think that intrigues us. I think that's the part of it that we're all worried about. Like, if it was a one game only against Boston, I'll roll the dice, man. I'll feel good about
sure.
us. It's the series part of it that kills us.
No, I think our depth over a series is what helps us because of the way Altman has developed this amazing lineup that's 1-10.
All right. I can embrace your optimism.
Those rotations, they shrink, though.
Joel Embiid, Jiminy Christmas. I mean, we're 44-10, guys.
Have you seen him play when healthy this year, Mike?
You guys are so pessimistic about this. You sound like we don't have any
confidence. Yeah, Jeff, you're so pessimistic. Mike, tell him. Tell him how pessimistic he is. Doesn't have anything good to say, Jeff.
See, here's the thing I love about what we do.
We didn't say anything mean.
When you have realistic sports conversations, it makes people mad. They don't want realism. They want you to be a cheerleader. Okay.
I'm pretty good at that.
Well, you can do that. Go ahead. You can be a cheerleader. Cavs have been terrific all year. What more can we say? The Celtics can knock them off. So can the Knicks. Will they? I don't know. We got to play that. Could Milwaukee? Yeah. Do I think Milwaukee will? No. So you can forget if you don't want to hear realistic thoughts on what's going on in sports, we're probably not the show to listen to. Just so you know. If you don't know that, well, my God, you should be paying more attention.
I'm not going to lie. I just wanted to debate, come on, Cavs versus the Philadelphia 76ers.
See, there you go.
Everybody, you tell me, fun. What song is better? What song is better? 76ers.
Everybody, I mean, this is tough to beat. It's cheery. 76ers. It's uplifting. Here they come. Harmony. Philadelphia. They count. They help you. That's good. Here we count, count. See?
Yeah.
They're going to count now.
That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's pretty good. Count backwards. 10, 9, 8, 76. I mean, that's helpful. That's helpful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There you go.
Just give me the mayor spelling Eagles and we're good.
You know, I thought about this during the Super Bowl. What is it with Philadelphia and cheesy songs?
What?
They have Fly Eagles Fly. That's cheesy.
Yeah, that is cheesy.
And then this is cheesier than cheese can possibly be. But I love it. What is it about Philadelphia and cheesy songs? Philadelphia, I mean, that's a cool city. They should have cooler songs. Our Cavs song is cooler than that.
Yeah.
See, this is cool. This is hip.
Come on, man.
Even though it's 50 years old.
This song has legs, though.
Well, the other one is like Saturday morning cartoon stuff. That lasts. I mean, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? It's the same type of thing, isn't it?
I'm trying to listen to the song, Jeff.
Askin Baskin, Phelps Help, coming up next, right here on the pessimistic Baskin of Phelps. Gotta make it happen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See, Andy's just a helpful guy. That's what he is.
That's how I am.
He answers questions.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
I'm a helpful guy. That's led to the creation of an entire segment here on Baskin and Phelps.
When you need answers from a couple of life experts,
do you have any advice to try to squeeze out those extra 96,000 miles on
change that, oil?
It's time for Askin Baskin.
Instaface, snap face, whatever.
And Phelps helps.
You need to listen to me because I can help you here.
Here we go.
I'm pumped.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. I'm feeling
Dan Menigan, kids.
Ready to go. I'm mentally clear.
Dan Menigan.
All right, so we'll begin with just the usual disclaimer. If you want to get your questions in for Ask It, Baskin, Phelps Helps, there are two ways to do this and two ways only. I guess technically three if you want to email Jeff. So three ways to do this. You can
always
email
call
Jeff
if you want it. We could take you live.
The second, no, we are not doing that.
I love that idea.
No,
don't you,
I despise
Andy?
That
I'm okay
idea.
With.
I
yeah.
loathe
yeah.
that
yeah.
idea.
It's
the
either
second
that
way that
Western
we are
Union Pony Express. Sorry.
That's true. We will accept carrier pigeons or owls if you are a fan of Harry Potter.
Message in a bottle.
As well. Message
works
in a bottle.
Telegraph even
too.
Exists anymore?
I don't think so.
It might.
I'm sure you can telegraph someone.
Anywho, the second way that you can get in is to get at us at CLE Talking Heads on X, or the artist formerly known as Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And the other way to do it is to use the Odyssey app. Go to 92.3 The Fan. You're already using it to listen to us. Hopefully you are. Take us with us with you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. But right next to that is a little button that says record message. You hit that bad boy, record your thought for Ask It Baskin Phelps Helps, and send it right in, and we'll have it for you here. So we'll start with one of those.
It's beautiful.
This is courtesy of Jay in Parma. We'll start with this.
Phelps Helps.
Hey guys, I just heard Terry Francona's with the Reds. I thought he retired. Is there any way we can talk about that? Thanks, man.
Yeah, we can talk about that. He did retire, didn't he? And all of a sudden he's back. When he retired, it almost had the feeling of, yeah, you know what, my health, but I'm ready to maybe do some other things. And that's okay. He reached the point where he thought, I need to get my health straight. And he got his health straight in less than a year, Andy. He's coming back.
I think we all kind of could feel that coming. They didn't give him any help as last year. They
didn't seem to sit well, did it?
No, it kind of felt like they were going in a different direction. Now, we do wish him well in his health, and we all knew he needed to get healthy. But, you know, he didn't want a farewell tour while he was here, which is fine. I respect that because
I think those are ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, we talk
unless you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, we talk about gritty baseball players. He's a gritty manager. But I feel like it was more like, I don't know, just me personally. I don't think the organization was going in the same direction as him. But that's just me. It's my own opinion.
I think there's something to that.
Telegrams do exist, Jeff, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, so we got that going for us.
Yeah.
That's a win. Mm-hmm. All right. More you know.
Askin Baskin.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is from Pat and Westlake. It's for the both of you. What is the most important sports lesson you have learned from your dad and then taught your kids?
Askin Baskin.
Hustle. Always hustle. Doesn't matter. Don't make the second mistake. I think has always been that. My dad would always say, hey, sometimes if you're playing third base, and what would he always say? He said something about that if you boot the ground ball, don't throw it over to the first baseman's head. Just eat it at that point and don't make the second mistake. I think that was something my dad always said to me, and I've kind of instilled that. Jeff, what do you think? Either from your dad or something you've instilled in your kids. What do you think?
Phelps Helps.
My dad did not like sports.
How about you to your kids?
Not a sports fan.
Yeah. How about you to your kids?
I have an expression that I have said to my kids for years, and it's have fun, try hard, be aggressive.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're going to play, go play. You know?
I think the most
play hard, but the most important thing for all that stuff is have fun.
I think the biggest lesson I've ever learned, especially early on, was as a parent, sometimes I think we get frustrated. We want things for our kids, and sometimes they're just not going to happen, and maybe your kids aren't there yet. But the best thing you can just do is be there or be active. Even if you can't be there, you got to work or something. Just make sure you ask, how do you feel? How do you play? And I love to watch you play. I read a whole thing on that, and I'm like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And sometimes it goes against the way your brain is wired. But at the end of the day, our kids probably aren't going pro, so I love to watch you play.
There it is.
Helps.
There it is.
All right, we now get to the auto portion of the program here because a lot of people got a lot of car questions for all of us. We will start with Robert of Brecksville.
On the minivan, how many tires have you gone through on your minivan before you finally got rid of it? Because right now, my Malibu, I am currently at 35 tires.
35 sets of tires on his Malibu?
Wow, good for him.
That can't possibly be.
Hey, man, that's Robert in Brecksville.
I know.
I think he means 35 tires in general.
Tires total.
Oh. Yeah, total tire.
That's quite
not
possible.
Not set of tire, I think total tire.
Wouldn't it be better to have a number divisible by four?
They get flats.
You guys know my minivan's history. You know, we've mentioned that.
Oh, man.
I actually, this will crack everybody up. There it is.
In memoriam.
We put it to rest with 396,000 miles. I happened to get an email yesterday from one of those companies that gives you the value of your vehicle.
Oh, good.
And it said the value of your 2003 minivan. Andy?
Negative 26.
The value of my minivan was estimated at $317.
Can't have nice things.
$300. You can't buy a car for $300 now.
The dang thing kept running. My mechanic said I'd fix it if it weren't for the rust. So there you go.
Everywhere else, cars are getting more and more expensive, except for one car and one car only. The poor minivan.
There it is.
All right, our social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Oh. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Bill does here. Here's my question for Askin Baskin.
Askin Baskin.
Uh-oh.
Jeff, why won't you let Andy listen to Come On Cavs?
Oh, I will. We love it.
Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen. Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen.
Okay.
Your fast break.
See, stop it again.
Well, see, this is like...
Making me feel like one of the Hanson brothers.
No, this is like this. Do you like apple pie or do you like cherry pie? I like both. I happen to like cherry pie a little bit more. I happen to like the 76ers song from a musical standpoint better than the Cavs.
Stop before we have to get
That's
a
all
warrant.
It is. I like
Can
them
you
both.
Stop.
I like them both.
See, the one we got to find a new use for is the. We got to find a new version of the San Diego Superchargers because that one will forever sit near and dear to my heart. Is the Superchargers song.
Well, let's dig that up and add it to the repertoire.
That one will make me laugh. Well, the problem, the team is defunct. You know, you can't really
they're
use
still
them
there.
All that
they're,
often.
They're in my heart. Jim Harbaugh would sing it.
Concerts up. You know what? That man definitely would sing it. All right, continuing with the car portion of the program.
Wow, more Phelps car helps. Questions?
Jeff, what's the key of making a car last for 50,000 miles? Or 500,000 miles, I should say. Sorry.
I don't know. I tried.
My ability to read.
Apparently, keep it out of the rust.
Because you can just roll it into the rust bucket.
Don't let it rust. Change the oil and pay attention to things. We all know that. It's real simple. The other thing is, enjoy having a car that's paid off. That's the most important thing. If your car is paid off and it runs, why in the world would you go get a new one unless you're rich and have disposable income? Which, if that's your case, congratulations. That's the one thing I don't understand. I don't like car payments. You pay it off, you drive it. It drops, you go get a new one.
Phelps helps.
Andy, you got anything to add on top of that? Because I know
no,
you've had...
No, I'm not a big car guy.
You've had a couple of cars that have lasted a good period of time.
Not really, no. Mine suddenly hit 100,000 and the transmission goes. So that's happened to two of our last three cars.
He gets.
Well, I did make a stop. We stopped over at Valley. We got another car. I'll talk about it at some point.
I did a little fix on a car we have right now, and it worked. It was really good.
Oh, I heard you. I was impressed with that. Yeah,
it really worked.
All right, now onto the fashion portion of the program.
Askin Baskin.
Fashion?
Oh, yeah.
Us?
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, the fashion portion of the program.
What kind of sweatshirt should you wear to work every day?
All right, so Alex from Parma chimes in with this one, and I liked this question. Andy, I've noticed on the live stream of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, which, of course, you can catch on the YouTube. You have adjusted your hairstyle a couple times. What happened
you
to the
have?
Perfect Anchorman
Somebody's
hair?
Somebody's watching it. Oh, the Anchorman hair. I missed
the
it.
The perfect Anchorman hair that used to be.
You know, it was interesting. Somebody sent me a picture of Jim Karsatos and I, rest his soul. He passed away earlier this week. And I looked at it and I was like, whoa, what's going on there? And then I realized the abundance of gel I used to use back in the day and how my hair used to stand straight up. And then, I don't know, I'm sure my wife sent me in the right direction to have my hair going. And now, since radio, when I don't have TV to do, I don't even want to shave. I don't even care anymore. Maybe I've just let myself go. Is that a problem? Help me, Jeff.
No, Andy. I think you're fabulous, just
Thank
the
you.
Way you are.
I tell you the one thing I love, not wearing tie. The best thing, and as horrible as the pandemic was, the best thing to come out of it was the end of ties.
Yes. Preach.
They'll come back. You know they will, but
they
I mean,
won't. Not if I have anything to do with it.
They're going to come back. You know they will.
Not I mean, if I strong. Have anything to do with it.
They're probably strong right now, and I don't know.
They're sending people
hip.
Back to work.
All right, gentlemen, your last one.
Might have to
Phelps
do it
helps.
In a tie. Yep.
We'll call this Danny from the West Side.
I meant you.
Boys, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Save my butt. What do I need to, what can I go get? And what can I do to make it seem like I cared and did not forget until this segment?
Oh.
Tickets for opening day for the Guardians.
That's a good call.
Too sportsy.
That's a ways away.
She loves baseball, though.
Yeah, she does.
The lady friend would get behind
that one. For Valentine's Day, don't you have to do something on Valentine's Day?
The present is given to her on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to, like, have the events on Valentine's Day?
I know this is asking Baskin and Phelps Helps. This is the portion where we call MK Butts In.
Okay.
As a fellow woman who loves sports, much like Dan's lady friend, the present on Valentine's Day does not necessarily have to be for an event on that day. Okay. If it's something that you know that you're going
to
love.
Not to mention, we're going to go to somebody else's wedding on Valentine's Day, so it's
an event. No pressure, Dan.
Hey, I got a good idea because no we did there. This until I lost the book. When I first met my wife, first year of getting married, for our first Valentine's Day, she bought like this journal that we could write in once a year on Valentine's Day.
How much you discussed each other?
No, just, and we would write nice things in there for a while.
Aww.
And then somehow, some way, we lost it when we moved. And so now I feel bad about it. Maybe I'll buy a new one for tomorrow.
Aww. Start another one, and then that'll be a great tradition.
Yeah, that's right.
After all these years, that might not be the way to go.
That's probably true. Let me just take this thing full circle. We talked about if the telegraph still exists. In some way, it does. But Morse code is long gone. And by the way, Samuel Finney Breezy Morris, better known as the Morris Code guy,
Morse.
234 years old this year.
Would
have survived.
What is it? M-O-R-S-E, right? Morse?
Morse.
Yeah. Phelps
like,
Helps.
Yeah, like Morse. And
guess
Columbus.
What? Yeah. We're going to find us a quarterback. It's going to make Andy's skin crawl next on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.